25 minutes past the hour. Back with us now on the Sunrise Morning Show is Father Frank Donio from the Catholic Apostolate Center. Good morning, Father Frank.
Good morning, Anna.
It is good to have you back, especially in this holiest week of the year in which we have some of the most incredible liturgies on the calendar. Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. Not to mention, of course, Easter Sunday. But the Paschal Triduum, I was thinking we could do maybe a little bit of catechesis on these liturgies, starting with Holy Thursday. What makes the Mass of the Lord's Supper different from other Masses?
There are a couple of aspects that are different. You know, Triduum means 3 days, and there are all kinds of Triduums, 3 days before a feast. It's a little more popular in other parts of the world to have a triduum of prayer before a major feast. This sacred Paschal Triduum is really our holiest days of the church year. And we start with the Mass of the Lord's Supper, as you mentioned, on Holy Thursday and toward the evening. Sometimes some places will have it late afternoon. And in general, it's similar to a regular Mass, Sunday Mass. Except you have this, what's called the mandatum, the washing of the feet, and really having the gospel reading that's not about the institution of the Eucharist. You hear that in the reading from St. Paul, the institution of the Eucharist. Mm-hmm. But instead, you have the Lord washing the feet of the apostles. And then that's reenacted after the homily. The priest takes off his chasuble, he starts there's a basin of water and a pitcher, and he just goes one after the other, washing the feet of those who are representing the apostles. At the end of, and this is meant to show us what we are called to do. We're called to serve in the way Christ did. Because he said, you know, as you, I'm your master and Lord, and I've done this for you, and you need to do the same. And at the end, the Mass doesn't quite close in the same way. What it does, what we do is we have a Eucharistic procession to the repository, to a space reserved with the Blessed Sacrament that's separate from the church area. From the church itself, usually, or somewhere in the church that's just different and usually decorated very beautifully. And for us to spend time, this is really the time of the Garden of Gethsemane, mm-hmm. the time in which Christ prayed, and we're called to pray with him as well.
Father, how do you reflect on the Mass of the Lord's Supper as a priest? Because we of course, celebrate, commemorate the institution of the Holy Eucharist, but it is also the institution of the priesthood as well.
Yes, it is. And it is a beautiful time to reflect. You also have the Chrism Mass, which is usually earlier in the week. In some places, it's Holy Thursday morning, where the sacred chrism, which will be used in the anointings, as well as the other oils, are prepared by the bishop. And usually that is also a time, that's the primary time, the priests join together with the bishop to recognize the priesthood. And so those two really focus in on the priesthood. And it is a beautiful thing. And especially when washing the feet, you're reminded what you're called to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, looking at Good Friday, one major difference is that you attend church on Good Friday. You're not attending Mass.
No. You will receive communion as part of that commemoration of the Lord's Passion. And there's a liturgy of the word. There's the Passion, which we also did in Palm Sunday, but that's the Passion that's taken from the Gospel of John. And then there's these solemn intercessions. There are 10 different intercessions that are rather lengthy and really covering everything. And then there's the veneration of the cross, the opportunity for us to to venerate the cross. And then following that is Holy Communion. But it's a very, very, very simplified, because at this point, the church is quite stripped. That the Blessed Sacrament is not present in the church. And it really is a time for us to reflect on the death of Christ and the great sacrifice that he made on the cross.
Can you talk about why we venerate the cross during the Good Friday liturgy?
It's an opportunity for us to truly enter into, and it may seem very emotional, but there is a what's called an affective dimension to what we're called to do, to because this veneration of the cross is connected to when Jesus also tells us to take up our cross and follow him. The part of discipleship is the cross. But that veneration is also a recognition of what he did out of love, sinless, going to the cross and dying for us.
Now, finally, let's look at Holy Saturday. Of course, Saturday, the Jewish Sabbath, and our Lord rests in the tomb that day. And then we have, so there's no mass, leading up to the Easter Vigil. And boy, what a liturgy that is.
It is. And interestingly enough, the Sacred Paschal Triduum ends with evening prayer on Easter Sunday. So the Easter liturgies are all kind of one piece, and the Easter Vigil is really the movement into Easter.
Yeah.
And you have these readings. First, you have the preparation of the Paschal candle, which represents Christ, and then the light that comes off of that for each one of us, which also connects with our own baptism. And then the singing of the Exultet. And again, salvation history and the great works of God and the what Christ has done for us. And then these readings, it could be up to seven readings from the prior to the gospel. And then following this, that goes through salvation history. And then a reading from the epistle. And then you have the Alleluia again, which we haven't had all of Lent. Mm-hmm. And then we enter into then the liturgy of with baptism for the people who are coming into the faith. Sometimes you also have some people who are being confirmed, but in general, it's meant to have the sacraments of initiation, baptism, confirmation, and then they'll receive Eucharist. And the blessing of water that goes along with that, and in which the Paschal candle is even dipped into the water. And then we continue with the Mass pretty much as usual. But we also renew our baptismal promises, not only at that Mass, but also the next day at each of the Masses for Easter Sunday. And so this is also a connection with our own baptism, and which has brought us into Christ, who is risen from the dead. And is our salvation.
And it's so important that we celebrate it for 8 days straight.
Yes, we have the octave of Easter. So then that it takes us through until the second Sunday of Easter. Because, and it doesn't, those liturgies are all what's called solemnities all the way through during Easter week. Because it's meant to say we can't contain Easter in just that one weekend.
Yeah. Well, we couldn't contain, or they couldn't, I shouldn't say we, they couldn't contain Jesus in the tomb. You know, I think about the harrowing of hell and what a sight that must have been for the souls of the just that were longing to see their Savior and how he could burst out of there. I mean, whew. Just some incredible things to reflect on as we enter into the Paschal Triduum. We've been talking to Father Frank Donio from the Catholic Apostolate Center, which you can find linked at sunrisemorningshow.com. Father, please be assured of our prayers. I know this is the busiest time of year for you and your brother priests. And thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, and all your listeners, may you have a very blessed Sacred Paschal Triduum and Easter season.
Yeah, could we have your blessing for the Triduum?
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Father Frank. All right.
God bless.
You too, Father. Thank you.